Did you know there's building work going on up at the palace?
Oh, about time. The repair bills in that place must be astronomical.
No. Serious building work, Flea. Gutting.
Oh?
Well, there was something in the wind.
Where's the money coming from?
Oh, I don't know. O'Rourke spends most of his time out in Madeira. Must have got talking to a few angels.
Not his usual company, celestially speaking.
Hmm.
Now, David, I'm late for the estates meeting.
Thanks.
Helen rang for you.
Oh, what did she...
No special message.
No? All right.
Just being social, she said.
Sounds like Helen.
Or was it sociable?
Whatever. Funny how it's easier to be sociable when you're no longer living together.
Yeah, I can't say I've found that with Colin. You remember?
What's that?
You haven't forgotten already.
Oh, I'll add her to my list to be attended to. Helen? Question mark.
Don't fuss.
I wouldn't remind you if I didn't have to.
There's nothing wrong with my memory.
I didn't say there was.
You don't have to say.
You can read my mind, Eleanor?
Naturally.
I doubt it.
Really?
So, you've got everything.
Yes.
It's what I'm paid for, isn't it?
Is that the only thing that keeps you?
What's that?
The money.
No, of course not. You think I should try my luck elsewhere?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Carl. Here, give me your arm.
Well, it must be true, then.
Yes.
The Skene Palace.
Yeah. I've got money from somewhere. Maybe it'll be like the old days up there.
Old days?
Oh, used to be deadly rivals, the Hydro and the Skene Palace. You're either a Hydro type or a Palace type. The guests, I mean. Now and then there were defections, but not many.
Palace. Isn't a bad description of the place. All those towers and turrets. Mm.
It used to close in the winter. Impossible to heat the place.
It's spooky in this light.
Well, give it its due. It photographs well. My mother put up those trees so we wouldn't see it from the hotel. She didn't want to be reminded that we had any competition.
And maybe we will have again. You think?
Mm. Well, it's not a group purchase. I'm pretty sure I'd have heard if it was.
Mr. O'Rourke isn't telling.
Not telling. They're not selling either, as far as I know.
So there's no vanity purchaser?
Only in fairy tales.
Old place looks as if it belongs in a fairy tale. As if a princess has slept in one of those towers for 100 years.
Fairy tales have their dark side, too.
Maybe your mother's screen of trees was a good idea after all.
Alistair!
Fran!
Donald!
Marie!
Long time no see.
You got here?
Traffic snarl up in the borders.
It's a lovely country up here. Ages since we've been.
Great idea, coming back.
Didn't know if we'd recognise each other.
Yourself, Alistair. Just 10 years.
It's like school reunion.
I've never risked one of those.
Well, this is going to be fun.
We must have so much news.
10 years, what?
Let's have some coffee.
In the Palm Court.
Oh, have you checked in? Looks like some Yanks are going to descend on us from those coaches.
I thought we could get in some tennis pretty soon.
Well, how soon?
Well, we don't have that much time.
Well, coffee first?
I'll second that.
Well, I better third it, then.
Oh, I don't want to be the odd man out, do I?
Now you know what 300 Americans sound like.
300 Americans in one Scottish hotel lobby. Cramped to bursting point. When's the welcome?
It's down for 4 o'clock.
It's too soon for a snifter, I suppose. Slippery slope, that one.
It'll be all right.
300 tour operators. Eyes glued.
I always aim for the back window. Speak to the flagpole of the Kirk Tower. One of my mother's celebrated trees blew down. You can see right over to the Skene Palace over there.
I'll take out my lenses. Then with luck, I won't see anything.
A peppermint. Would you like a peppermint?
Not if we're having afternoon tea. Never before I eat.
I thought. A change of scene.
No. Never before a meal for me.
Not even on holiday.
Not even if it were a holiday, which it isn't. A rest after Edinburgh, the exhibition ballyhoo.
A sentimental journey. I wonder about that. They mentioned the exhibition on the radio this morning. It's a big show up here. What do you think he would have said?
Most probably, what's your percentage on the takings, Eleanor?
No.
Oh, yes. Take a widow's word for it.
My point, that one?
No, I don't think so.
Let him have it, Alistair.
Thanks, Bonnie.
It was in.
Well, I didn't see, I'm afraid.
It was in.
No, it wasn't.
Alistair says it was in.
It was in. Do you think I'd say it was in if it wasn't?
Alistair?
But I was closer to it.
I could still see the damn thing.
Please?
How could you have seen it?
Reynold, what are you going on about it
for? I could tell when I hit it wasn't going to go out.
That's impossible.
Maybe to you, Reynold.
The Palm Court. The director's coming, and a researcher, I gather.
On Thursday?
Well, they'll interview you back in London, but they want to film some background for the programme here in Carnbeg. Establishing shots.
You've picked up the jargon, haven't you?
Carnbeg's to set the scene for the story.
They know I met Louis here. Did his first paintings here. In 1937. What else do they know?
Television programs about painters need to take a personal angle, apparently. They have to contain human interest.
Do they, indeed?
Probing, I believe, is the term.
Oh.
More tea?
Yes, please. A strainer! Oops,
forgot.
They'll like all this, I imagine.
I'm sorry?
The two of us sitting here having afternoon tea. Harmless and quaint.
Is that what we look like?
You smile quite sweetly sometimes.
You sound surprised.
Either you're a very clever actress,
or I'm what? A fool.
Oh, you're not that. Neither of us is that, Coral.
No.
I'm going to try one of these sandwiches. Really quite a civilized place, this.
Things like afternoon tea are making a comeback. Tea dances.
Harmless and quaint.
You don't like that idea at all, do you?
It's not how we lived. They're bound to inquire for their programme.
That's our business, isn't it?
It's human interest. It'll be everyone's business to find out, to ferret out, to know, but not to understand.
They can't understand.
Exactly.
What's that you've got? Cucumber?
Try one.
What's this?
I don't know where I'm putting all this.
Anchovies or something. To hell with my waistline.
You could always carry it off.
Being over on the scales.
You kept your curves. Men like that. They feel comfortable with curves.
There's a psychological explanation, I expect. Reminds them of their mothers or something.
Do you think they'll have a psychologist on the program?
Maybe. I don't know.
Holy gods. What's he going to say, I wonder?
Might be a she.
We'll all abandon hope now, shall we?
That doesn't sound like you, Eleanor.
Oh, we shouldn't have come.
That doesn't sound like you either.
Tea agitates me.
You always have tea.
My tea. The tea I drank with Louis, Formosa Oolong. He introduced me to the stuff.
Well, you should have brought some with us, then. I could have got them to brew it up for you in the kitchen.
Oh, don't fuss, Coral.
You're beginning to do a very creditable imitation of a parrot.
I don't know why I put up with it. I really don't.
What would get done if I didn't do your fussing for you?
The programme will get done for the television, that's what. Nothing to say now.
Try the shortbread. Quite melts in the mouth.
What a performance, honestly.
Well, he thought he should have got the point.
It's only a game, Fran.
I know it is. But look at you, Reynold. It's easy to get het up about something.
Oh, is this you excusing Alistair?
Not exactly.
No, well, it was the impression I was getting out there.
Well, I should have agreed with you automatically.
Yes, I think you should. I needed a bit of good old-fashioned moral support and backup, thank you.
Even though I thought Alistair was in the right?
Oh, now it comes out.
Well, you saw what he was like, Randall.
No, I didn't.
Rubbish. Yes, you did.
I did not.
Shh. Keep your voice down. They'll hear us.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
No support now, either, I see.
Oh, don't be so feeble.
What?
Wet, then.
I'm being feeble and wet. What was he being, if I might inquire?
Angry.
Spoilt. Petulant.
Masterful.
What is it?
I thought I heard something from through the wall.
Oh, Fran's next door with that grump.
And what about you, Alistair? Very dignified, I must say.
Oh, wasn't I supposed to stand up for myself, then?
Ranald thought it was a wrong call.
So, because Ranald, in his wisdom, thinks it's a wrong call...
One little point like that.
Mary, every little point, as you put it, counts in tennis. Every point is just as important as any other.
Come on, we better get our things for the pool.
Oh, must we?
You suggested it if you'd ordered dinner earlier.
9 o'clock seemed all right to me.
Fran said something about going for a walk.
With Ranald? No, thank you.
It's what we're here for.
I'm not sure what we are here for.
To catch up. Get up to date about everything. Please pretend you're enjoying it, Alistair, won't you?
What's the point of pretending?
Adults get enough practice.
Oh, I'm being childish, is that it?
You're being touchy, yes.
So what on earth was Ranald being?
Can I have the bathroom, please?
Look, whose idea was this weekend?
Who's going to remember that after 10 years? They used to be just about our best friends.
I thought with them down south and us up here, we wouldn't be able to catch our breath for reminiscing. I didn't know he was going to let it turn into a slanging match.
No, don't exaggerate.
Real players and gentlemen stuff.
I was playing too, in case you failed to notice.
I also noticed how you kept out of the fray. Very loyal of you, Mary.
I thought you might simmer down.
And let him have the point.
Would it honestly have mattered?
No, women just don't understand.
Understand what?
The competitive spirit.
We weren't in competition with them 10 years ago, were we?
It's dog eat dog out there. And top dog wins.
We don't talk about him. To whom would you be referring? Oh, Eleanor, you know quite well. Of course we talk about him. His paintings. But not about Louis, the man. Well, do we? If you say so. The man, not the artist. Is there any difference? The TV people don't think so.
We are the two who knew him best.
I knew him quite a while before you.
I never did quite know what you felt about him and me.
Not what you might think. Why do you think it happened?
What do you mean?
What we're talking about. Why you two came together.
Louis and me. Paths crossed. He was needing a model for his studio. Someone chanced to mention it to me and...
Hardly that.
What?
I brought your paths together.
You did. Why on earth would you do that?
If I hadn't, Louis wouldn't have stayed with me. You were his model, and something more. He painted you as he had painted me. But I kept him.
We shared him.
But I remained Mrs. Renshaw.
Yes, you did.
He stopped being obsessed about me and became considerate instead.
Thoughtful.
Yes.
Little details.
If that concerns you.
I told him how much little details matter.
What?
He only had to be trained to do it. It takes a woman to understand what a woman's wants are. Isn't that so?
The flowers he gave me.
I told him. You paint flowers. But you don't see that they can carry thoughts from one person to another.
The picnics we went.
Sometimes you need to think your life might be unplanned. You could open out a map and follow any road.
Even though it is all planned. Prepared for, let's say. The tea, too? The Formosa oolong?
Yes.
I didn't know any of this.
Well, that was the whole point.
There was more going on inside that head of yours than I thought. More than just a pretty face, after all.
I prefer to use a sauna where no one knows me.
Why on earth?
Don't you feel guilty?
Of course not. I just tell myself I deserve it.
They didn't have this last time we were here.
Well, it's pulled itself up no end. This woman they've got now, I expect. Awfully dull it used to be.
Did you think so?
Yes, those dodgy old church ministers in the corridors. That dame outside and her companion, lots of those types. They've gone now. Well, except for those two.
They're quite smart in an arty way, I mean.
At that age, somewhere in a sun will suit me very well.
You have to watch your skin.
Oh, they warn you about everything. Now exercise is aging, apparently. That's one thing I don't mind knowing, though.
Remember that walk we went up the Strand?
Oh, the hike. God, what a nightmare.
Was it?
Well, you couldn't persuade me to go now.
It was your idea last time to go.
No, it wasn't, Molly.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Have it your own way.
It's not a case of my way, Fran.
Well, you wouldn't have made an issue of it then, I'm sure.
What do you mean?
Just that.
I'd have given in.
Don't be so sensitive.
I'm not being so sensitive.
Well, my ears deceiving me. Bump some more water on.
What?
More water.
Yeah.
I used to get the impression things rolled off you. I mean, you were the unflappable hostess.
Goodness, Fran, could you have but known?
Well, you disguised yourself well.
In those days, I was so naive, I maybe believed it myself. I forget.
Made me feel very meek and inferior.
You're joking.
No.
Is that the effect I had on you?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought it mattered to you.
Why have I not?
You were the one with the right connections, all those concerts and gallery openings.
Oh, no qualifications necessary. Not much education required. I mean, those people don't really have opinions about anything. I mean, they repeat one another and what gets written in the newspapers.
It all seems so sophisticated. Cosmopolitan, viewed from the suburbs.
Oh, I'm sure there's much more drama, more danger behind beech hedges, creosote fencing. Oh. Art, in my circle, was an adornment to ignorance.
You're making that up. Aren't you?
What does art teach us? Only that everything passes. Our lives are endlessly changing.
Is that all?
Isn't that enough? Oh, I might have chucked it all in, let me tell you. To get hold of one certain thing. Just one.
You don't mind if I go off to the office now?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry to abandon you.
No,
like
you're
this,
not.
But I don't think you're short of fans.
Oh, my kilt.
Of either sex.
No, I'd noticed that. Look, I will have to check up on the front line at some point, kitchen, dining room.
Well, page me, I'll come through and relieve you.
Right, and I need to drill the stand-ins at the tables.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say any conference is easy, but... but some are definitely more of a strain than others.
Yeah, well, they're away from home, though. Far away. Ocean away.
A fault is a fault in any language. Well, just have to write it on your charm, David.
Mm-hmm.
And your kilt, so don't hold back.
Sir, let me tell you, I'm a big Braveheart fan.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Roy, Highlander, all you Scotch guys standing about up in rocks, glowering.
Glowering.
Yeah, I bet you can look really mean if you try, sir.
Remember, they're far away from home. Goodbye.
Ah, well, now I got a real living Scotchman all to myself. I want to ask you, in your considered opinion,
Alistair?
Fran.
Been stood up, have you?
Well, looks like it. Mary wanted to take a shower up in the room. Very strong and personal hygiene, Mary is.
was it?
Lady Macbeth. Out damn spot, always washing her hands.
The Macbeths came from round about here.
Did they? I'm pig ignorant, I'm afraid. Ranald's always telling me off for not trying
to... What of your charm, Fran?
My charm? Well, I could do with more of this.
Hmm? Don't you get it from Ranald?
I beg your pardon?
Compliments, I mean.
Well, not enough of those either.
Where is Ranald?
Had to make a phone call. Business. So efficient, you know?
You get your workforce to be efficient for you.
Well, Ranald is very hands-on about that.
Only about that?
More or less. Alistair, did you cheat on the tennis court?
How could you ask me that?
Did you, though?
Well, yes, of course I did.
So Ranald wasn't making it up.
The ball was long, and I'd had my foot over the line to serve.
But you told him...
I didn't actually say I hadn't.
Well, he thought...
And you thought. You're not telling me how rotten I was to Ranald.
No, I'm not.
Now you know how low I'll stoop.
Well, well.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
You look a little lost.
Do I?
In a pleasantly lost kind of way. Can I be of any help?
Well, these conferences, they always get crowded. I like to take time out, look about me. This is where you live, with these views?
Mm-hmm. Brought up on the premises. Well, I got sent away to school, but, yeah, this was home.
I suppose you know all these hills and valleys.
Straths.
Straths?
The valleys. Stra in Gaelic, or glen, glan.
I got you.
I could say I'm pretty well acquainted with them.
By the back of your hand? Oh, I wish I could get a chance to see.
The back of my hand?
No. As backs of hands go, though, I'd say yours is well worth a second look.
It snows...
Rainy, here.
After you.
No, it was nothing. Well, no, not nothing, but...
We've got outings organized.
Yes, are you showing us?
Well, I haven't planned to myself.
Oh, well, never mind.
I thought I'd dry up in front of so many professionals.
Oh, no. No, it'd be really great to hear you get your commentary.
Well, that's an optional extra, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm persuaded. I'll take up the offer.
Oh, I didn't know this tour operations business was so straightforward.
Oh, you're a natural, I'd say.
Yes?
And here's your second customer coming.
Ah, hey there. The very guy I was looking
Come
for.
Come on, this way. What about you start showing me your home turf right now?
Excuse me.
I used to think you were quite disapproving.
Of what?
Of me.
And what do you think now?
Oh, that's the question, isn't it, Fran? The wonderful contrariness of human nature.
Alistair.
You don't still disapprove.
And what would be the point of that? Leopard in his spots, isn't it?
Oh, no spots in me. Not too bad for my age, am I?
What a question.
Why don't you answer it? Ranald's looking a bit peaky. Is it living down south?
He works too hard.
I told you. That's a big mistake. There's one thing these 10 years have taught me. You get others to do the boring work that could land you in trouble if it's not done properly. Little people stuff. And you blame them.
You sly old dog, Alistair.
Woof, woof. What about walkies?
Now? I'm off walks as a rule.
Oh, make an exception for me, won't you?
Well...
It looks like the others have got lost. Come on. There's a road up to the golf course. Time to let me off my leash.
Well, have you decided? Back to the hotel now, or did you want to find the view over to the loch?
You don't need to do anything.
You told me you wanted to see Carnberg again. Will you show me, then?
Why are you so patient with me, Coral?
I have no idea.
Louis left you provided for.
But I think he meant us to be together. In me, in the paintings, I mean, in me, he found you again.
You kept me young.
Now I irritate you.
What would I do with myself if you didn't?
Dwell on your virtues?
So you acknowledge I do have some.
You're always telling me about them. Why the big sigh?
I don't have to ask your permission, do I?
When have you ever done that?
So that when we put in the swimming pool, it was...
Fee. Sorry, I didn't see you were busy.
No, let me introduce you to Kim Miller. This is Fee Drummond. She's our managing director.
Well, hi, Fee. How do you do?
Kim's from Baltimore. What she doesn't know about swanky East Coast hotels.
I represent a group of resort and spa hotels, Fee.
Very enterprising, too.
I'm always on the lookout for learning opportunities.
Yes.
And providing them, too.
Hello, Molly.
Oh, Ranald. Hello.
I can't find the others.
No, neither can I.
Do you write?
I haven't. Not for years. You?
Oh, just now and then.
There's nothing near us.
You never seem to be settled long enough anywhere. To join things, I mean.
We're too static.
Yes, I wanted to get away from Glasgow.
Why?
Not because... Well, I realised Alistair wanted to be number one in that roost. I had better chances somewhere else.
He told me...
Yeah?
It doesn't matter.
No, tell me.
Apparently, you weren't the team player you used to be.
What, he said that? Yes, we all know who was captain, don't we?
Can I entrust you good people in an hour's tracking?
I was only looking...
Couldn't you persuade your wife, sir?
My wife? I...
Shouldn't I be speaking?
What's that?
To this lot, I mean, as part of the presentation.
I thought you'd get a chance to speak on the floor, Colin.
Mix and mingle.
There's a lot of interest in golf.
Which is why I presumed I'd be getting a chance to speak.
I hadn't...
Thought about it?
Made allowances, that's all.
Well, David's given us his usual fascinating insights into hotel
management. We thought if it was just me speaking...
But... Oh, David helped you to decide.
Not like that.
Not like what? Useful little name tags, these, aren't they?
I'm sorry if you feel I should have done it better next time I remember.
Next time? Oh, well, we'll have to see about that.
No, I promise you.
Promises, promises. It doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't matter. Not at all.
I thought that's why you brought the subject up.
Well, I'm a creature of whims, Fee. You know that.
Indeed I do.
But don't worry, I shall be charm personified with them.
You'd do a hard sell, I'm sure, on the golf.
You really think so?
Yes, of course.
You quite settled yourself in, haven't you?
Into the job. I'm always learning.
But there's always more to learn, isn't there? Just when you think you've got the measure of everyone and everything.
Have you been...
Have I been what? Lingering by the whiskey decanters, possibly. I prefer whiskey in a bottle myself. Good conversation opener. What do you think of this blend or that?
Oh. My oversight.
You'll remember, will you?
I like the look of the decanters on the tartan.
I'm sure David would agree with you.
David?
Well, that's it. Double act, isn't it? You're the front legs, David the back.
What?
Pantomime horse, I meant.
This is my pager.
Oh, however did we manage without them? I could almost believe you did that on cue.
Why?
To make your escape, of course. Credit me with some intelligence, Fee.
Oh, I do.
Good.
Was your wife, remember?
Oh, I remember.
Yes, well...
What does that marriage mean to you now, Fee?
Oh, now isn't the time or the place.
Is it ever?
My marriage taught me a lot, Colin.
Our marriage?
It taught...
About yourself?
About me. About you. Why are you smiling?
Oh, just getting into charm mode.
It's years since I was on a horse.
You don't forget... I used to play squash with Alistair. I think he found himself a better player than me.
A more competitive player. That's why Alistair plays, to win. I got to realise that. I didn't see it to begin with.
Oh, maybe he wasn't like that to begin with.
I don't think he was. It's other people who get to see it before you, which can be embarrassing.
I thought we'd we'd be getting together more often.
When we said let's go back to the Hydro in 10 years' time, it seemed like an infinity of time, really.
It's gone in all too quickly.
Look.
What?
Isn't that Fran?
With Alistair. So much for leaving them kicking their heels.
They must have started out before us. What shall we do?
What?
Join them, I mean.
And spoil their conversation?
In a marriage, you can get taken for granted. The person you marry is that person then, but they don't come with guarantees.
Why didn't I like you?
What?
Well, you didn't like me much, did you?
I thought you thought I was on the make.
And I thought you thought I was cliquey.
I was jealous of Fran.
I didn't have much small talk.
Guilty.
Guilty?
Which means we're looking at hotels in Europe to buy a stake. They'll be affiliated to the core group, so we'll have Premier and Reciprocal Resorts. Now, the Far East currency problems have made us rethink our global strategy. I'm coming back to Europe in the fall.
Well, as I said, if I can be of any help with contacts and dresses...
That'd be great, David. It really would.
Be good.
And you think the Hydro Board might be sympathetic to any proposals I send you?
Well, I can only promise they'll see them, but they'll be sure to have a fair hearing.
Well, I got your word for that, Mr. Drummond.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Excellent.
There's been talk of link-ups before, in my mother's time. It wasn't her idea of hotel management, giving others a say. It's like running up a white flag.
But that's not your opinion.
Oh, no. But the board settled policy matters, or I should say they'd call a shareholders' meeting, organize a vote.
Well, the journey over's been worth it for this alone. I'll get speaking to my colleagues as soon as I get back.
Yeah, I'd need to mention it here, beforehand, I mean, as a preliminary.
Well, of course you would, but... Let me make my pitch first in Baltimore, unofficially.
All right.
I get to describe all my impressions of your hotel at Hydro, informally. Then we two can liaise what to do next.
I don't like to leave Fee out of anything major.
No, I understand. Right. She has to know she can trust you. But just in case of mishaps, if I've miscalculated, maybe we should give ourselves just a little time, you and me, before we say.
If that's what you want.
And what I want, David Drummond, I usually get.
Fee!
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
I prefer slow burners to pressure cookers.
I'm sorry?
David, he's like rich, handmade, dark, smooth chocolate.
You've lost me, I think.
Quiet and self-contained, I guess. But he's got all these good ideas stirring around in there. And when he starts on you with his voice, well, I could listen all night. I hope you appreciate him.
Oh, yes, I do.
Appreciate him enough, I mean.
Menu, madame? Madame?
Thank you.
I shall return for your orders, ladies.
What are you going to have? I'll need to find my reading glasses first.
What's she thinking?
I can read it too.
What's she thinking?
I haven't lost my faculties.
I was afraid, Coral. So afraid of losing him.
I felt guilty about taking him from you.
I gave you to him.
And I really tried to show him how to love you better.
I looked to see myself in his paintings of you.
I felt his lines and strokes came very easily to him when he painted me, as if they were quite familiar to him from long practice.
This researcher they've got working on him,
he won't know.
But we know.
Both know.
No, now.
If it's the same recipe,
then they have a limited repertoire. It's a different bird today. Unless it's yesterday's leftover.
Oh, not in a hotel with 3 red stars.
There's Alistair.
On all fours.
He got someone to wash the car.
Nice car, too.
Now he's inspecting the bits they missed. Something always gets missed.
Murray, we're not going to leave it another 10 years, are we?
Another get-together? Can we take it?
No. The two of us.
Oh.
Well, having changed this much, we wouldn't want to change any more, would we? We need to keep an eye on developments.
I think I'm starting to understand.
You don't disapprove?
I'd say it was the most sensible thing I've heard since we got here.
Hello, you two. What on earth is there to see up there? It's under those pongy stables.
You're quite right, Alistair.
Absolutely.
Waste of time.
Completely.
I'm glad you're taking my side now. Come on.
What is it?
Just time before dinner.
For what?
Croquet match. Fran!
Hello?
Over here.
Well, this time, I'm playing with Ranald.
Why do you want to play with Ranald?
I think Fran should have a chance to play with you.
Yes. Well, all right.
Thank you, Alistair.
So long as you know what you're taking on with each other.
Speaking for us both, I think we do.
Oh. What's cooking? Croquet.
That's what?
It's been suggested, Fran, that I play with you.
Yes. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Agreed.
Agreed. Certainly. Right.
Good. Come on, then. Now, do you know what the rules of croquet are? I can explain on the way over.
So, David, how was your learning opportunity?
I'm sorry?
With Ms. Miller.
Oh, Kim. Oh. Americans, they really go for it, don't they?
Mm. Oh, I'll take your word for it.
Lots of can do, will do.
A bit exhausting, no?
Oh, with large dollops, yeah, I expect so.
But you had a useful chat.
Think so? Time will tell. I thought you'd be off home.
Yeah, Collins asked to see me. To see us both.
What about those timeshare plans?
Well, I felt he'd have said if that was what it was. Can you come along to the office for 1:30?
Yes.
Can do, will do.
Sure.
She's Americanized you already.
What?
Sure.
Oh. Yes, I guess.
1:30, then?
1:30 it is.
Let's sit here out on the veranda.
Is there enough light to read by?
You don't think there is?
I didn't say that.
I told you, it isn't always what you say. I just want to sit down and be quiet. Look out at the hills.
You'd rather I left you.
That's not what I said. Very well. Don't do it on sufferance.
And be quiet, you said.
I have to gather my thoughts for the television people.
Always the last word has to be hers.
Why does she put up with it?
Is it because Louis collapsed in my arms that she's like this?
Who was he thinking of in those last moments? In her bed. The bed of the woman I gave him.
Who was he thinking of in those last moments? When he was dying?
Of her?
Of me? Of me? Of her?
Did he love one of us better than the other?
I'll never know.
I'll never know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. These seats are more comfortable.
No drafts?
You tell me.
No, there aren't.
No Americans either.
Do you think they've been spirited away?
Uh-huh.
These parts have the legend of the Banshee, too. And people's souls spirited away to the underworld.
Not 6 coach loads of them.
That is a tall order, I admit.
Stuff and nonsense. He wouldn't have wanted to live on like that.
He couldn't paint. Couldn't talk. Could hardly see which of us was which.
It was the kindest thing
deciding we had to make his going painless.
Easing the passage from this world.
Both of us together, she and I, so that neither of us should be to blame. For Louis's sake.
It was so simple. A single injection. Beautiful in a way.
The two of us together.
She and I left.
And then he just slipped from us.
He was gone.
I can hear the train. Listen, down there in the town. Coral.
Yes, I can hear it.
Who's going to say it?
Who's going to say it?
I've changed my mind, Coral.
What? About the television people?
I can change my mind. At my age, you're entitled to.
They'll nose around.
They'll do that anyway. Whatever we say to them, whether we make a program with them or not.
There's a train at 10:30, which would get us to Edinburgh for the sleeper south.
I can leave it to you.
When have I failed you?
Don't look so shocked.
Well, it is.
Always did know how to spring a surprise, Colin.
I can't expect you to be pleased for me. I'm pleased for myself.
I'm sure you are.
But when your worth gets recognised. You know that feeling, David?
When do they want you to start?
Soon as possible. General manager of the Skene Palace. Grand Skene Palace, do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't push it straight away.
But it'll look good on the stationery anyway.
Oh, all the details attended to already.
Naturally. If you get those trees cut down outside, we can wave across Calm Beg to each other.
That'll be a sight.
To fee, I meant.
Oh, not one GM to another.
You'll get someone for the golf complex.
I don't know.
Not of my caliber, of course.
I mean, I don't know what sort of post it'll be.
Like mine.
Those were special circumstances, Colin.
It wasn't a real job, you mean? Not like David's.
Yeah, I play as one of the team.
And I don't.
A maverick might be the kindest description.
Team players aren't always appreciated, David. You better watch out. It's the old Gipper gets the glory.
Yes, all right.
We all get what we deserve in life.
Let's hope you do.